It's the Port Report, the fastest growing podcast in Western Orange County, talking all things Port Jervis. If it's happening in Port Jervis, it's happening here on the Port Report. Hey guys, Tom Faggione, your host, back again for another episode. And boy, do we have a good one this week. This week we got a chance to catch up with Sean Addy. Sean Addy, as you may know, is a very famous tattoo artist here in Port Jervis, New York, owner of The Shop in downtown Port Jervis. But also, Sean is very much involved in our community, and he is one of the originators, one of the inventors, if you will, of the Stone Challenge, a physical and exciting event taking place this Sunday, November 5th, here in Port Jervis, up in Point Peter. We got a chance to sit down and talk to Sean about the event, the Stone Challenge, as well as another activity, a very special event taking place right after the Stone Challenge on Sunday. So guys, sit back, relax, and enjoy as we catch up with Sean Addy and learn more about the Stone Challenge. Joining me now is the great Sean Addy from Port Jervis. Sean, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good. I don't know about great, but I'm good.
Well, you got something great you're working on this weekend, so I figured we'd have you on the Port Report to talk about it a little bit. And it is called the Stone Challenge V, and the V stands for five. Tell us a little bit about this.
The Stone Challenge 5, it's our fifth year, which is amazing because we didn't think we were going to make it past the first year. But the Stone Challenge is up on the beautiful watershed trails of Port Jervis every November. We moved it up a week early this year to see if we can kind of beat any weather, cold weather, but it looks like the cold weather is going to hit us anyway. But yeah, number five, we're excited.
Tell us a little bit about what the Stone Challenge actually is, because it sounds kind of intimidating. Stone Challenge on top of Point Peter. I mean, the first time I heard this, I'm like, oh boy, this sounds pretty scary.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll start from the beginning, because that it makes more sense than just trying to describe it. Or do you want me to describe what the race is, and then we could talk about it from there?
Sean, I think that people need to know how this became about and how we got to where we are today. So let's begin at the beginning.
All right, very good. The Stone Challenge from the beginning. So I work at a tattoo shop. As you know, I own the shop downtown. And I was hanging out. We were all working. Everybody was really busy. And my buddy Alex Zahorski was there. And we were watching strongman competitions. We love that stuff. We love, you know, just anybody moving objects and showing strength is like super exciting. So we were watching strongman, and we were like, we should have a stone. And Alex goes, we should get a stone and we should challenge other tattoo shops. And we're like, oh yeah, that's funny. And like most days, we get in, you know, when we get a harebrained idea, we involve anybody that's in the shop. So it's clients, people coming in, other people that work at the shop. And we just started going. It just started building. We should get a rock, and we should carry it up a mountain. And when we go to the mountain, we should have a plaque that has our names on it. And it just got crazier and crazier. And we got everybody whipped up, all frothy about it. And we were like, oh, that's a great idea. And Ollie Gallo was there with us. And he's like, I would do that. That sounds fantastic. And I think it was somebody else's client was like, I know the guy that heads the rec department. I can give you his number. And I went, oh yeah. I go, yeah, it's John. I know John. And I sent him a text, no joke. I said, hey man, we have this crazy idea for this event. Next time you happen to be coming through port, let's talk. I have an idea. It sounds like a fun idea. And just as I hit send, no joke, T-Bone, your brother steps in front of the shop, looks at his phone, looks up at the shop and goes, what happened? And he just walked in the front door.
It was fate, wasn't it?
It was. It was so crazy. The odds of that happening were so crazy. And then, of course, we all got all excited again. Stone, mountain, people running, this, that. And Alex was just like, he gets super excited about stuff like this.
So now, it's like, let's just analyze this a little bit. So for people that are listening here to the Port Report, we have Sean Addy, who is the he and his crazy friends have come up with this new concept 5 years ago called the Stone Challenge. And they're making the sales pitch to the director of Parks and Recreation, who happens to be my twin brother, John Faggione. Now, John's pretty conservative guy. You know, he's organized the Delaware River Run, which is a 5K race, and other outdoor events throughout the city of Port Jervis. But he sees a bunch of tattoo artists, tattoo dudes, talking about moving big rocks and all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, what was his first impression?
To be perfectly honest, we thought he was going to go, ah, that's a good idea, and just pass it off. He's like, ah, you know what? I love it. Let me call Kelly, the mayor. And we had about a month to get it together, and it just, the ball started rolling from that moment. Surprisingly, like you say, he's very conservative in stuff like that, but he was just like, I love it. Let's do it. It sounds ridiculous. We pitched it hard, though. We got excited. Everybody in the shop was excited. Everybody was like, let's do this. And he got excited, too.
The city of Port Jervis has so much to offer. I mean, the Soapbox Derby, in essence, was created for a city like Port Jervis with Sussex Street, yes, to have just a beautiful racetrack. And of course, Point Peter has been built out with 50 miles of hiking trails. But it does take a couple of strange dudes who are crazy enough to think of carrying boulders up and down a mountain and then to convince the Parks and Recs guy to do it. So what a concept. And it started, right, 5 years ago. Tell us about that first, how you put that together in the first month and a half.
5 years ago. So, you know, having the experience of Soapbox Derby and being a part of Soapbox Derby for 25 years now, going on 25 years, you know, and having a name like Addy, I looked at Wayne and I went, Wayne, what do we do? And he went, you go talk to Mike Ward. Mike Ward being the head of the outdoor club, again, loves a crazy idea. And it was an easy sell because I was like, hey, listen, if we raise any money, it goes to the outdoor club. And he was like, great. That was easy. So the pitch was easy. And so I have Wayne Addy, I have your brother, and I've got Mike Ward. And
you got the mayor. You got them all.
And the mayor, everybody was together. And look, you followed suit too. And you've been emceeing since then. But like it just, all those minds together took a really silly idea and it exploded. So we thought the first year, I started really pushing hard on social media. I made the Instagram page and the Facebook page and just started making silly videos. Alex and I started making really silly videos about it. And then we thought, okay, maybe we're only going to have about 20 of our friends do something stupid. It's going to be really cold. And then the first year we had 82 people show up.
Wow. So you guys thought maybe 20, 25 people are going to show up. You're all going to do your thing and then be downtown eating lunch and having beverages.
Yeah, exactly. And then it wound up being a full day. And you know, if you know Mike Ward in the Outdoor Club and you know Wayne, like no production is a small production.
And those guys are 100%. If they're in, it is done top notch and it is done right.
Right, exactly. And then, like I said, you throw in, you know, the silky smooth voice of T-Bone, or I'm sorry.
Oh, absolutely. You
of Tom Fadge.
That's
Tom
all Fadge good. Here. Listen, T-Bone will be up there on Sunday. Tom Fadge will be there. They're one and the same.
Right, exactly.
So
then it makes a perfect day.
Year one, you have 83 competitors. What are we talking? Yeah. Mostly dudes, mostly girls. What do you got?
We have everybody from 8-year-olds to 75-year-olds. It was great. Actually, no, sorry. The oldest competitor at the time was 70.
Wow.
So it was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. And people, because I think the idea of carrying a stone up the mountain is so odd that it makes people want to do it.
And now I think is the point where you tell us, okay, so you got this idea. You're putting it together year one, 5 years ago. Tell us, okay, right, what is the event?
Okay, so the Stone Challenge, the challenge itself, is a 2.5-mile course of wide open trails. You start at the top of Point Peter. You run all the way down the mountain, about a mile and a quarter.
And I'm going to jump in here. So I'm on top of Point Peter, and you're telling me all I got to do is run down the hill a mile and a quarter? All right, I'm in. This is cool. Right. This is a piece of cake. Happy days.
Yep, nice and easy. You don't want to go too fast because you don't want to fall, but you don't want to go too slow because you don't want to be the last at the bottom. So then you run to the bottom to retrieve your stone. The key point of this whole race is your stone. Now, you come to the mountain with a stone that's anywhere from 5 pounds to 200 pounds, whatever the weight of your choice. And some people have done both. Some people have carried 5. Some people have carried 100. And I think the biggest one year was 169 pounds.
169 pound stone.
Yes. So you run a mile and a quarter down the mountain. You pick up your stone and you run or try to just get up the mountain as fast as you can. A mile and a quarter back to the finish line.
So a mile and a quarter, 5-pound stone. Okay. I can live with that. mile and a quarter, 160-something pound stone. That's a whole different animal, bro.
It is, and pretty much straight up, which is pretty insane. So there's a couple different ways you could approach it. So we have three chances to win a medal for each age group. There is fastest race. So doesn't matter the weight of your stone. If you run the fastest time down and up, you get a medal for that.
Fair enough.
Then we have heaviest stone. So no matter how heavy your stone is, you have to finish the race. You have to complete the race. And there's a 2-hour time cap. Like you can't say, oh, I'm going to be here, you know, for 5 hours and still win the race. So you have a 2-hour time cap, but it's heaviest stone. You have to finish the race. And then there's the coveted overall, which is time times weight.
Ah, so it's you got to do the math then. Yeah. So in other words, I carry a 5-pound stone. I finish in 20 minutes. That's one thing. Another guy right. in my age bracket carries a 50-pound stone and finishes 10 seconds behind me. Clearly, he's done a lot more work.
Correct. So there is a science, a bit of science and math to it. You can fudge the numbers if you'd like, but we've kind of tried to figure the best way to approach it. And some, you know, it's like we've had so many different people run it light and fast. And then we've had winners that go heavy and manage to get it in a decent time. You know, you're looking 25 to 30 minutes, which wow. isn't bad.
Let's talk a little bit about the rules. So the rule is you got to have a stone. It's got to be at least 5 pounds and right. you're going to run down the hill, pick it up, run it back up. Now, how can someone bring that back up the hill? Like, can they bring a backpack with them? Tell us about, you know, what are they doing with this thing?
Nope, bare hands only. The only thing you're allowed to wear is gloves. Obviously, you know, clothes because it's going to be nice and cold. But the only thing you can use that touches the stone are gloved hands. You can't have any straps. You can't have any bags. It's just your hands.
So you have to hold this boulder in your hands. You can hold it like a baby. Can you put it on top of your shoulder?
You can. You can put it on your shoulder. You can put it on your back if you'd like. However you do it, you have to use just your hands.
Wow. So there's got to be some yeah. different strategies and some different philosophies about the size oh, yeah. and shape of the stone and also right. the way you're going to carry it up the hill.
Correct. And the most important rule is it has to be a naturally formed stone. You can't bring something that's cut or poured. So no concrete, and you can't have something specifically cut to shape. So no pieces of granite or slate.
We're back again with Sean Addy, one of the early volunteers and creators of the Stone Challenge. And Sean, we were just talking about how the Stone Challenge operates in terms of the rules and regulations. My question to you is, as we continue along, so you run down to the bottom of the hill to pick up your stone. How do you know which stone's yours?
Oh, that's the fun part. You get to decorate your stone. You get to be really creative, right? Because you don't want to, out of 100 stones that are lying there, stones all pretty much look the same. You don't want to grab the wrong stone. So you have to decorate it, mark it, make sure it's yours. And we have a fun little extra prize at the end of the event of Stone of the Day or Best Decorated Stone, which is another exciting piece, another chance to win another medal.
So you decorate your stone. And we, the last 5 years, we've seen some pretty creative stones that have been decorated for this event.
Absolutely. The kids are some of the best ones because they just go crazy. Then you have a couple of artists that really take their time. They've got some nice paintings on there. And there are some people that just make stuff that are really meaningful to them. Like I know I've seen one stone that has basically a mantra on it, just as, you know, so she could repeat it to herself. And it's just, you know, her receiving the challenge and getting through it, because that's ultimately what it's all about. It's not a race. We say race sometimes, but it's not.
Well,
you
I like that.
Yourself.
Yeah, it's called the challenge, which is great because truly, right. you know, you're not racing against anyone per se with a clock, even though there is a clock, but it's more or less challenging yourself. Hey, how strong am I to run down and up the hill? And where am I willing to go with the size of the stone that I pick?
Right.
So
and
now
ultimately it's good.
So and more than just the challenge, I mean, this is bringing the community together, because not only do you have the participants, but you have a lot of spectators at the start finish lines.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. So over the years, we went from the challenge, which is a 2.5-mile course, to creating what's called the provocation.
Hold on a second. Let's say this again. We got to build this with some fanfare. Challenge is one thing. Provocation?
Yes.
Now that sounds intimidating.
Yes, it is. It's very intimidating. It's super. It is, because where the challenge has a broader, more open lane to run up and down. Provocation then starts to get into the single leg trails that Mike and the Outdoor Club crew and all those guys that dig those trails have kind of developed for biking. So it's a lot more difficult, and it's a longer course. It's 4.5 miles. So you're running about 2.5 miles through single leg trails and then running back up the rest of the way with your stone through more single leg treacherous trails that take you, man, there's some beautiful views too, that some of them you reach out and you look out over the city while you're kind of traversing around the mountain. It's really fantastic. And that's for people that have done the challenge and want something a little bit more difficult, or people that are really looking to push it with challenging themselves, the provocation. It's fantastic.
4.5 miles provocation. I love that. That sounds awesome.
Yes. Yes. And so to answer your question, it brings a lot of fanfare. It brings a lot of spectators, which is really nice, because there's nothing better than seeing somebody do something they've never done before. You know, I mean, I work out with you, and I get excited when people push themselves to the limit. So to have people there watching and cheering you on as you cross the finish line. I mean, some people have crossed the finish line in tears, it chokes me up now just to think about it.
I can tell you,
when people do things.
You and I have been there at the start finish line, and we've seen that. And it's emotional for a lot of people, because like you said, these are participants who, you know, all walks of life, all fitness levels, who may hit the gym once a week, may hit the gym 5 days a week. But when you get out there and you're on those trails and then you're coming back up with that rock, there's no, like, you can't do that in the gym. You can't. There's nothing that's going to prepare you to do exactly what you're doing there. So it truly is a challenge.
Yeah, it is. And it's what's amazing too, is that, like you said, there's all walks of life. There's all ages. You have kids breaking out of their shell, doing this event and then wanting to do it year after year. You have people that have physical disabilities that are doing it to prove that they can do it. And then you have people that are coming out of horrible situations, whether it's illness or just emotional problems, that are doing this race or this challenge to prove that they can do anything. And it just warms my heart. Like, I get so excited talking about it. I can choke up right now. You know?
Well, let me tell you something. It really is a great experience for all those participants, the spectators, everyone that's involved. And in terms of the Stone Challenge itself, everyone has to register. Registration still available this year?
It is. Registration goes up to the night before, and there is day of registration, which is good. So if you happen to come and then you see everybody signing up, and you get all excited and you're like, you know what, instead of watching you, I'm going to sign up too. We'll allow that. You can register at pjstonechallenge.com, or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram under the same name and register through there.
That's the Stone Challenge. You can find it online, pjstonechallenge.com. Check them out on Facebook. We'll put the link up on the Port Report pages as well. And Sean, you know, Sean, we're talking with Sean Addy, the originator, the creator, along with his crazy bunch of lunatics, talking about the Stone Challenge. Now, of course, people are going to be participating on Sunday. It'll be Sunday morning up on Point Peter. But we encourage tons of spectators to come up as well.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Well, this year too is the first year that we have a little bit of extra stuff. So we always have a nice fire pit. We have some fire going because it's always really cold. Through donations from ShopRite, we always have food for the runners and whatnot. But this year we've got Dave's Devil Dogs coming, and they're going to be giving us breakfast and lunch. They're going to be there, so you can order food from them. And we also have Roadie's Roadhouse Rolling Bar there as well, because we want to keep up people up on the mountain, because right after the Stone Challenge we have another event called Power on the Point, which is its first year.
So you're having the Stone Challenge this Sunday morning, and that is November 5th up on Point Peter. Right. And you're telling me that as a someone like me who's going to come up and volunteer like I do every year, I have the ability to buy Dave's Devil Dogs greatest barbecue known to man and maybe sip on a beverage or two up there?
Yeah.
You can register up until the day of the race, which is awesome. But Sean, you said you got something else you got up your sleeve because, you know, you crazy guys, you know, you just can't stop, right?
Yeah, we can't. We can't. So as a side bit to the Stone Challenge, we started having smaller strongman style competitions.
Now you're getting the juices flowing here. Strongman competition, maybe not running up and down the hill like a maniac. So you got some other things lined up.
Right. So this one, the smaller stuff that we were doing for the Stone Challenge is open to everybody. For all the kids up to, you know, the oldest runner can do this. And it's just a couple of small events that we had. You can, you know, see how long you can hold a stone out. Another one is to see how far you can throw a stone. Another one is to see how many times you can lift up an object over a bar. So we had all these small things to give people the chance to win more medals. But one of my coworkers, his name is Stosh, has kind of dipped his toe into the strongman competition world, and he's competed. He's won a couple of medals, and he's doing fantastic. And this year, he's helping myself and a couple of the guys, or we're helping him to run what's called Power on the Point, a very serious novice strongman competition, strongman, strongwoman competition.
Now, this is called Power on the Point, and it's also on Sunday, November 5th, and it will be right up there. The start time for this is at 10:30, so it's going to be at the end of the Stone Challenge?
Correct. So everybody that runs the Stone Challenge, they can eat lunch, they can have a couple of drinks, and then they can cheer on all the competitors. And I know somebody that I'm, you know, on the phone with right now that's going to be doing it.
Yeah. So tell me, I signed up for this. Now, the reason I signed up for this was simple. You told me, so all the proceeds are going to the outdoor club. Okay. That's it. Correct. You got me there. So you signed me up. I registered. The registration, I believe, is like, what, $60 or something. So I'm like, okay, power on the point, power on the point. I'm going to be up there. Maybe I got to move some tables, you know, maybe some chairs, but you know, whatever, I can handle this, right? No, maybe not. So give me a little insight of what craziness is in store for us competitors that are going to be taking part on the Power on the Point.
So this is a novice competition. So the weights are a lot less than you see some of the ones at the Rogue Classic or the Arnold Classic and stuff like that. But it is still much heavier than anything you would experience at the Stone Challenge. We have five events. One of them is just quite simply a deadlift. Another one is picking the stone up from the ground and just putting it to your shoulder, seeing how many times you could do that. Another one is a heavier version of holding the stone out straight arm for as long as you can. Another, we have, did I say we're throwing the stone?
Oh no, that one and you haven't mentioned yet.
we have where we're throwing a heavier stone, quite a heavier stone, to see how far you could throw it. And then we have a really fun medley. So there's three odd objects, stones, logs, all that fun stuff that are about 40 yards away from you. And you have 90 seconds to see how fast you can move all three objects. So it's all heavier stuff. A lot of it's for time. And it's a great competition for anybody that doesn't want to run, but still wants to move heavy objects and be a part of something really awesome.
Well, I know I signed up for this. I'm going to try to move heavy objects. From what I'm understanding, I may be way out of my league in this one.
Well, listen, I've seen you work out. I know you can move this stuff. It's just the thing is it's not a bar. You know what I mean? It's not a perfectly round ball. We're moving stones and logs. And within this competition, creating this competition with Stosh, we've come to learn that there's a whole underground group of people all across the world that love to lift heavy stones. It was crazy. So we've kind of like tapped into that community to try and advertise a little bit. We don't have a lot of competitors. I think we have about 12 right now, but each year it grows. It's like the Stone Challenge. We started out small and now we're well exceeding anything we've ever imagined before. So this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun cheering people on,
well,
lifting heavy stuff.
So, Sean, you've really created an all-day almost event, an atmosphere, a energy up on Point Peter that's taking place this Sunday, November 5th. Let's recap it because it is going to be a great day on Sunday. Come on out and have a lot of fun. Sean, talk about what time you want to come out to the Stone Challenge this Sunday. What time you need to be there?
Okay, so if you are running the race, registration starts at 7 o'clock on the at not at Point Peter, but at that campground. The I'm not actually quite sure the name of the campground. You
We'll
might be able
call
to
it
help me
the
out with that one.
campground.
The campground. Registration starts there. The race kicks off at 9 o'clock. So we have two legs. One's at 9 and one's at 9:15. So it gives us plenty of time to hang out by the fire, have a couple snacks. If you want to have a drink before you run down the mountain, that's fine too. But the race kicks off at 9 o'clock, and then by the time it's over, we do an award ceremony. We hand out the medals, and then we roll right into Power on the Point, which is around 10:30, 11 o'clock. We have music up there because, again, yourself and Mike Ward are emceeing and supplying music for us all. We've got some fire, we got some food, we got place something to drink and lots of friends to hang out with.
This is going to be a great day. We're talking about the Stone Challenge and Power on the Point. We're talking to Sean Addy, taking place this Sunday, November 5th, 2023. Get up there at 0700. There'll be plenty of reasons to have a lot of fun. Sean, if people want to find out more about the Stone Challenge and Power on the Point, how can they find out on the socials and on the internet?
Okay, so Stone Challenge is pjstonechallenge.com, and a long list of all the rules, regulations, and information is all on there. And then as well as some past photos, which is really fun to see. And the same thing with social media. You can go on Instagram and Facebook, and we've got some pictures of people doing some great things in past years. Then powerontheport.com. Powerontheport.com gives you some information on that. We're moving heavy objects, natural heavy objects, and just being animals and being glorious.
Being glory. And all of that's taking place this Sunday, November 5th, here in Port Jervis, up at Point Peter. Sean Addy, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the Port Report. One more time, people want to find out about this. Give it out again. Where can they find out about these things?
pjstonechallenge.com and then powerontheport.com.
Excellent. And one last thing, and that is all proceeds from this weekend's events, where's it going?
They are going to the Outdoor Club, which then maintains and develops these trails, because I cannot express enough how important our natural resources are. And the crew, Mike Ward and the crew, do a fantastic job, and I just want to do my part, and this is me doing my part, drawing attention to it and donating as much money as we can give to those guys.
Well, we're going to have a great time this Sunday. It is the Port Jervis Stone Challenge 5. That's right, the fifth episode. And Power on the Point. Power on the Point Uno, right? For the first time.
Yes, number one. Hopefully not the last one.
One of many, I'm sure. I look forward to
Yes.
participating. Even if I can't move a stone, I know that I'll be up there helping out, and all the proceeds are going to benefit the Outdoor Club. And Sean Addy, just want to thank you for all you do in our community and for making these events a possible success that they are. And hey, I'll see you on the mountain.
Yes, I'll see you. Thanks, Tom.
All right, Sean Addy from the Port Jervis Stone Challenge and the Power on the Point. Guys, so much fun today. So glad we got a chance to sit down and talk to Sean. And we're very grateful for you guys joining us and listening to the Port Report. That's right, this is the Port Report, the fastest growing podcast in Western Orange County. If it's happening in Port Jervis, we're talking about it here on the Port Report. Take care, guys.